It's Monday, March 3rd, 2025, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Use it or lose it, say the Packers to season ticket holders. Federal funding freezes impact dairy producers. State Republicans propose banning youth from gender-affirming care. And the annual Red Cedar Watershed Conference is next week. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Some Green Bay Packers season ticket holders are being denied renewals this year. Raymond Newport tells us more.
Officials with the team say people who have been exclusively reselling all of their season tickets will be taken off the renewal list this season. Spokesman Aaron Popke says that number is less than 1% of ticket holders. He says it's important that people use the tickets the way they were intended, to go to see the Packers themselves or with their friends and family. That turnover could shorten the wait time for people waiting to buy season tickets. The list currently stands at over 150,000 names. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Many dairy farmers and processors are feeling the impact of the Trump administration's funding freeze. Rebecca Sweeney with Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association says the most recent round of funding for the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative has been paused.
It stands to impact 420 dairy businesses nationwide, many of them very small farms or processors who've used small targeted grants to grow their businesses and now may not receive reimbursement for their expenses.
Sweeney and other members of the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association will be traveling to Washington, D.C. this week to urge USDA officials to release the funding and ask members of Congress to support the program they have already voted for. Republican lawmakers are reintroducing legislation to prohibit persons under the age of 18 from accessing gender-affirming care in Wisconsin. Democratic State Senator Mark Spreitzer chairs the legislative LGBTQ plus caucus.
To put this out there when you know it's not going to become law, I think is even more cruel, because it really is just, you know, kids should not be subjected to a public discussion about the validity of their identities, but that's essentially what Republicans want to do.
The Wisconsin State Journal reports the bill would ban procedures for those under 18 if done for the purpose of changing the minor's body to correspond to a sex that is discordant with the minor's biological sex. Democratic Governor Tony Evers vetoed similar legislation that reached his desk last session. Democrats are raising concerns about the Wisconsin Legislature's GOAT Committee. Bob Haig takes a look.
It stands for Government Accountability and Transparency. The committee has yet to hold any hearings, but co-chair Representative Shay Sortwell is making records requests of all 72 counties and the state's 50 largest cities regarding diversity, equity, and inclusion. There's nothing illegal about that, but committee member Representative Mike Baer says Sortwell is acting on his own.
Without any task before the committee, for one committee member to act on behalf of the full committee without anybody else knowing and without their consent seems like a little bit of an overreach and abuse of that statute.
Sortwell's office did not respond to a request for comment. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss established the GOAT Committee.
My hope is that we see what they find. I don't know why anybody would be concerned. I mean, I am the subject of open records requests at least weekly, right? It's not always the funnest part of your job, but it's part of what makes Wisconsin government open.
Representative Baer says an initial meeting for the GOAT Committee has yet to be scheduled. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The annual Red Cedar Watershed Conference focuses on land, water, and people coming together. Amargonski tells us more.
The 13th annual Red Cedar Watershed Conference is set for Thursday, March 13th from 8:30 until 4 at UW Stout in Menominee. Attendees will hear from keynote speakers and discussion panels. Kate Lucas from the Conference Planning Committee talks about the theme, Your Voice, Your Watershed.
It means, what is our role individually? How do we interact with the watershed? Are we farmers? Are we homeowners? Are we renters? Are we teachers or students? Do we fish on the watershed? Do we ski? What are the ways in which we play and live? And then what does that mean? What are our roles?
Early bird registration deadline is March 6th with a $10 increase after that date. Register online through UW Stout by searching for Red Cedar Watershed Conference. I'm Amber Gonski.
And that's the latest on the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Monday.